You're methadone, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
just like methadone for penis.
We really just try not to get as many listens as possible. Like, we really do. It's like, what all could we do to make it so everything would be flagged?
You were obviously okay with us being pedophiles.
But it's fine. We're already there, so might as well get into it.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are? What's up, CJ?
What's going on, fellas?
Another day in paradise.
You look festive today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Well, I didn't really say thank. Like, you look good. I just said you look festive.
I think we should stand up against homosexuality.
Right off the bat, huh?
With what? The homosexuality?
Yeah.
Yeah, who was that? Who was that guy?
That was the Colorado shooter's dad.
Anderson's
exactly.
Papa,
that's who it was, you guys. I'm Nick. Welcome to the new studio, the new digs. We've done it. I did it. I did it all by myself.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was miserable.
Yeah, I bet.
It's taken years off of my life.
And I'm Pedro, and I hate moving, so I didn't help my friend out at all.
That's true.
Or anything he ever asked for.
I'm Chris James. Follow me online at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes all the time.
All the time.
I'm posting brand new jokes all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Heck yeah. And it's weird, dude, that hand sanitizer works by killing germs. You know, so now your hands are just covered in dead germs. You know, that doesn't work with other things. Look how clean my apartment is. It's covered in dead cockroaches.
I think we should stand up against homosexuality.
That's a hard stance for me.
Yeah. I didn't have anything good. I had to just go with that was a workshop joke. And
dude, you're working it out. You're working it out.
I wrote it in a workshop. I wouldn't normally write about hand sanitizer.
Why not? It's hot. People love hand sanitizer.
It burns.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
When you have cuts on your hand, it feels good.
Oof.
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 I thought it was theme appropriate, though, with the new apartment and all.
True. And dead cockroaches in the last one.
Oh.
Callback.
Lots of dead cockroaches.
I hate cockroaches.
Ugh. It was so gross, dude. So many.
To know that that's the last thing that's going to be on Earth, it's kind of maddening.
Yeah.
Right?
Certainly the next thing that will evolve to, like, rule the earth will probably be bugs. I've always thought that.
For sure.
King Roach, dude.
Yeah.
Ever seen those, like, roach farms in China? Because they're, like, trying to mass produce them so people can eat the protein from them.
Oh, that's nasty.
It is so gross. Dude.
They're like cattle, but in China.
It's like, yeah.
Didn't your neighbor have one of those or something like that? We talked about this a few weeks ago.
That's right.
No, I formed them. Dude.
Yeah, he was a cockroach farmer.
That's disgusting, dude.
Pedro the roach
farmer, dude.
Hey, I got the roaches, man. You got the shit.
Yeah, dude, I was pitching roaches.
Gosh, so I had to throw out my old water cooler even.
What? Yeah. They were all up in there? And I was drinking that water.
Same.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good.
You know,
it
felt a little energized afterwards.
Me too.
Maybe a little bit of extra protein. Yeah, yeah.
Electrolytes.
I don't care what you say. Those Chinas are doing it right, dude.
Yeah, I figured they wouldn't get in here, so I left it outside for a couple of days. And then I was like, took it apart. And just the amount of shit and fecal matter that's inside of there, I was like,
lovely.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to even bring this into the new place.
Yeah, mentally, like, even though you can clean it, I'm
I've seen too much. Yeah, I've seen too much.
Yeah, especially after just the trauma we went through in the other place.
It's like dating a girl who's been run through.
Oh, yeah. Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, dude. Well, this place looks nice, man. Two bedrooms with one kid is going to be very, very nice.
It's going to be sick, dude.
For yourself and your mental health.
Yeah, it gives you have a little bit of space.
Yeah.
And even just for me and my partner.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I told you like last week or something.
Why'd you say?
I hate that term.
Well, we're not together anymore. We're just raising the child.
Yeah. Co-parenting,
exactly.
It's lovely. If we can work it out, it's a good thing.
We're going to have to try to work it out. But yeah, the space will definitely be nice.
Yeah.
It has been kind of cool, like seeing all, like putting all of her presents that she got for the baby shower in the closet. And, kind of putting together some of the cradle,
the crib and shit.
Makes it not only just become a little more real, but feel a little bit more weirdly prepared in a way. You know what I mean? Obviously, since the last place was just like.
Yeah. Has she started nesting?
Yeah, we both have, I would say, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That was an interesting process.
What did your wife do?
We had the bird room, now just called the office because we no longer have birds.
And she started collecting their feathers and.
No, yeah, she's bed was full of feathers. She just nested up, dude. No, we had that room and it was like that throw everything in that room. So it was just boxes upon boxes of just shit. Like, we'd bring back from a party or somebody gives us something. We don't know where it goes. It goes in that room. So
that
like,
didn't drive you crazy just having like a shit room?
Yeah. It's like having a junk drawer, but like a whole room.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot. So before she gave birth, she started like doing all these little projects around the house, and that was the major project. So we cleaned out that room. It looked like an actual room.
Yeah.
It was nice, but that's a weird process that they do go through.
For sure.
Because, I mean, mammals do it too, obviously, yeah?
Yeah.
We are mammals.
We are mammals.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I thought we were amphibians.
I mean, we are lizard people, but human beings are mammals.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy process. I wonder what goes through their mind just like, I need to have shit clean just to prepare for the kid, huh?
It's probably just like compulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all right, Tuggy?
No, I'll get COVID again.
Dude, studio Studio 4, COVID 4.0.
Yeah, dude, I can't shake it.
Yeah. You've been trying for months.
Yeah. Did you have nesting? Did you nest?
No, I was just the
servant.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Underappreciated.
Underappreciated. Overworked. Highly underappreciated. Overworked.
Yeah. Overworked.
And not recompensated.
Overworked and under jerked.
Yeah, sometimes.
I had to pull that out, dude. I didn't think I was going to.
Yeah, I didn't.
All right, guys. So here we are. You know when you were talking about...
I didn't mean to bring the podcast to a screaming halt with that pun, dude.
Jeez, sorry, I got a fun fact with feathers.
What?
I just like talking about this, the tar and feathering, dude.
Yeah.
You know how it used to be very painful?
Because the tar was hot.
Yeah, I never knew that until recently. It's crazy. Did you already know that?
Yeah.
For a long time?
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
When did you
I heard it on a podcast.
Say it again, please.
That tar and feathering was actually a brutal like punishment because the tar was like screaming hot as poured on them.
Well, for it to melt like that, it has to be hot.
See, I always thought it was like embarrassing. Like, oh, this guy fucking looks like a duck.
Yeah, tarred.
Yeah, it looks like
you are tarred, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that, actually.
Tarred and feathered.
My woke fans won't appreciate it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no. What would you get?
That's what you call a mentally challenged person and their pet chicken, tarred and feathered.
Okay.
Done another workshop once.
There might be something there.
Straight to the toilet.
Oh, God.
Oh, poor lady.
What happened to that lady?
I don't know, man. You guys need to carry the show this week.
Dude, I think we're all on board. We're feeling, we're vibing your energies.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of...
I haven't been fun to be around, to say the least.
Yeah.
Not the old... you know, people always say, like, oh, Nick, you're so easygoing. You're so happy and joyful all the time. Is it hard being so happy and uplifting all the time?
Like, all the time.
All the time. I'm like, yeah, it's exhausting. Just being a ray of sunshine.
So this last week, you think you let it out?
No, I think it wasn't until yesterday. I think I finally snapped. I'm like, I'm so fucking tired of moving.
I think your mood is often also artificially propped up by the belt around your neck.
That's true.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Not a joke.
Not a joke. Also true.
Give me the deets, dude. What made you fucking crack? What fucking boiled your water over the pot, homie?
No, it wasn't. Was it yesterday or was it the day before? It was one of the days. Well, you keep on, as you're moving, like, okay, I'm pretty much done at this point, but you're never done.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you have this, like, other pile that's going to take another 5 hours to like move and put things away.
Yeah.
And then you have to start cleaning certain things or even.
Keep going.
Okay. Or even little things like hanging a TV all of a sudden, like it's a pain in the ass. So it's like, tasks. And I'm working the whole time as well. You know, we're getting ready to play a show. We have a couple shows coming up, recording so it's just things. I'm trying to, and I was actually doing very good the first 2 weeks as like moving into here, being like, it's all right. Like, it's going to be for the best. Just take it day by day, task by task, and you'll be all right. And I think I finally like got worn down. I was like, after Thanksgiving, running a marathon, moving, just working. I just got tired, dude. And I just was like, fuck this, dude. I don't want to do anything anymore.
Yeah, how'd you lash out, dude?
Just being an asshole.
To anybody?
No, mostly to my fiance. Because it's better because she's in close proximity. So she gets the most of it.
Yeah, yeah. And she can't go anywhere now. So exactly. She's stuck with it.
It's nice to be able to just like
tie down. Huh?
Yeah, leash out now. Be like, oh, you thought you were in for a treat?
Yeah. No, ride's about to get bumpy, bitch.
No. I'm a lot better than I used to be a long time ago.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but.
Welcome to the chat, Bradford Knights, and there's somebody else here, too, but they haven't said hello.
Hi.
I don't know who it is.
Voyeur.
Mystery guest.
Mystery. That's cool, dude.
Yeah, I feel that, too. Probably not with as much pressure, because there's not anyone relying on me except for me and my pets, but...
somebody.
Dude, we're just in
Don't small talk that, dude. That's something big. Yourself is number one, yeah. First of all, right? You know this.
I mean, once you start having a kid, it really changes.
No, yourself is still number one. Because you have to be able and apt to anything to be able to provide for
you
that child.
You were drinking a margarita from a cup, you asshole. You brought a roadie margarita, dude.
Dude, a roadie mark?
It's yourself over anybody.
It is. In the long run.
I'm glad we could talk about that instead of my problems. Thanks, dude.
True. Look, dude, I was making a point. He made it about me.
No, you're right. I just wanted to make a joke. But obviously, you can't take care of other people if you're not taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But continue, CJ. Bring us down.
Yeah, I don't have anybody to take care of. My
straight
life.
To the toilet.
Straight to the toilet.
Pretty much where I'm going.
Where all your cummies go.
Oh, no. Mine goes straight to the laundry basket.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I come on my clothes mostly.
While sniffing them?
No.
You have a thing with musk?
No. I mean, I have a thing with smell, like lady smells.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice. Like when a girl leaves something over at your place or like sleeps on your pillow and it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that part, but what about the other side of the moon on that one?
Their asshole?
I like to smell their asshole.
Yeah, kind of like
a dog.
Kind of like that.
I can lose the wood real quick if you catch a big whiff of ass.
Really?
Yeah, and like doggy style. Yeah, it'll go away quick.
Fucking rock hard, dude. I don't lose nothing, dude.
They're not pajamas, Bradford. For saying I'm in my fucking PJs over
here.
Yeah,
does your family wear the same ones, dude? You all take a picture, take Christmas?
I don't have a family, you asshole.
No, dude, the dark side of the moon on smells is when it's like the initial beginning of like body odor, but it's still so like the pheromones are so strong and potent. Like that, like, I don't know, that shit.
Yeah, I can dig that. If it's just a day, like... You know, if you haven't showered in three days and you're stinking, then it'll get funky. But
yeah,
I can dig the way a woman smells. What I don't like is baby powder deodorant.
Mm. Ooh, who does that?
A lot of women wear the baby powder scented deodorant.
Really? That seems like a strange one. We get my dick hard for sure.
What are they, trying to confuse pedophiles?
You're obviously okay to catch a predator.
Predators online.
Damn, dude, that was a whole concoction.
That was
of
awesome,
drops,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You were obviously okay with us being pedophiles.
What's he talking about there?
Yeah, seriously. That's how first off,
he's talking about the revelation of the method. It's Satanists. They put it out there as to what their plan is. That way, when it alleviates their karmic
when they execute
duty. Yeah, like so when they if they put out there, this gets into the Balenciaga thing that's going on right now. Balenciaga fashion brand made an ad that shows little kids holding teddy bears dressed in bondage gear and
BDSM.
What was so wrong with that?
It wasn't necessarily the kids holding those toys. It was
the toys.
It was the underlying layers. Underlying?
It's definitely the kids holding the toys.
Well, that too, but I mean... Aside from that, there was like the books that depicted like
there was
child torture, and then there was like
underneath
the paperwork
court paperwork that like it was a case with
Ashcroft versus the Free Speech Coalition, 1996.
Basically, 1986 is Roe versus Wade.
96. It was there were papers underneath one of their products being advertised that showed that were just a printout of that court decision, which was about, I believe it was about simulated child pornography, and like whether or not you should be allowed to show that.
And that was 96?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a court
decision. The court case.
What did they decide? What would you guys vote?
Simulate. Serious question.
Well, well, yeah, this is a podcast.
Yeah, that does get into like, how free speech are you?
Right. Yeah. How much do you believe in freedom?
You're trying to censor me now.
Yeah. And then if you start censoring my porn,
yeah.
What's next?
And there's the question of
if China?
simulated child pornography is a positive. Like, so what if we give pedos simulated child porn so that way they don't go and seek out the real thing?
It's like they're methadone, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
just like methadone for people.
We really just try not to get as many listens as possible. Like, we really do. It's like, what all could we do to make it so everything would be flagged?
You were obviously okay with us being pedophiles.
But it's fine. We're already there, so might as well get into it.
What's the worst that we could say?
Yeah, I mean, we literally talk about this subject every week. But also, it's like,
we're shining a light on it.
Every single week.
There's literally not enough people talking about it.
Right.
And to the point where people feel like they can advertise it in fucking high fashion brands.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad either.
Neither do I.
I get a good laugh out of it. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing.
Predators online.
But so the revelation of the method is doing things like that, putting it out in the open for people to see, so that if you still buy our products, well, we showed you what we were.
Yeah, and you know what?
You're supporting it basically at that point.
Interesting. Gotcha. Yeah,
so we don't have any car. We didn't deceive you.
Going back to my boy Kanye, dude, you know, Kim's a big face for Balenciaga. And Kanye says that he feels.
Big bust as well. Big bust and a big booty.
Not anymore. She got her implants out and she got her butt out.
Really?
Yeah.
She dating a white guy now?
Was it Kim? Was it Kim? One of the sisters. One of the Dashians, dude.
Okay.
She did the reverse surgery and took everything out. Regardless.
Was it Caitlyn?
Our boy.
That'd be interesting.
She's never going back. You know how ugly she was?
Flip my dick back out. I want it again.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Our boy Kanye.
Yeah.
He says he feels that his children have been sexually exploited in Hollywood because their mom is so big. So
yeah, if my mom had that big ass and big tits, I'd be like, damn.
Yeah. I'd be exploited too.
I've always supported Kanye.
Have you?
Yeah.
With his stance on the Jews.
This is old news. It's not even relevant.
Yeah, no, it's not even wrong.
He went on Timcast last night and stormed off.
He walked out.
He just
why did he walk out?
Homie's taken out of context.
Because Tim didn't concur about his stance on the Jewish media.
That's a big mistake on his part.
Yeah. Should have concurred, Tim.
Really should have. Wouldn't be that hard to agree with such a smart person.
Yeah.
Especially if
a genius.
His descent.
A genius.
Really?
You can't fight against that.
Genius.
Whoa.
See what you did there.
I want to touch your genius.
No, that's just how my uncle says it. He can't pronounce the J.
Really? How many more years has he got?
Five. Five, two if he's on good behavior.
Oh, that's not bad.
We might see him in a couple of years for Thanksgiving, so it's exciting.
That is very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting.
Who knew rape was such a bad thing? Like, that's all he did.
Literally everyone. Literally everyone.
Not the attacker.
Never the raper.
It's bad.
What's that?
I think he knew. Paraper the Raper. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. A little.
What is that?
PlayStation.
Paraper the Rapper.
Mm-mm.
It was like a rap video game.
It's terrible.
Shout out to the fucking 20-year-old reference I just made.
Yeah, it's a terrible game.
Yeah.
Did you ever play it, actually?
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, you couldn't even, I don't even know you did.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This game it was more like a Mad Lib, I think, than a.
Something like that, yeah. It's like, is this what rappers and African Americans do?
It was like the Japanese interpretation of what rap is.
Yeah. And now I feel like I missed out on the game, dude.
I'm surprised you don't know what that is.
I wasn't big into video games until like 23, 24.
When you started trying to date people who play them?
No.
Never. Predators Online.
Never was I one of those, dude.
Predator Online? Yeah. That's a lie.
He's a predator. There's a gray in real life.
There's gray areas.
There's a gray area in everything.
Yeah, no, I didn't. And it started with POV, like...
POV porn?
POV porn. No, first person shooter. That's what I meant.
In child simulation, you're like, oh, this is actually.
Whoa.
He's still off of the porns?
Huh?
Yeah, still off the nog?
Instagram still gets me, though.
Yeah, I'll get you sometimes.
God damn it.
Off porn?
Off porn.
Nice. That's good.
So only strictly stroking to non nudes.
Oh, so you're jerking off to it, though?
Sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
But come on, dude. Give a dog a bone. You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you a bone, dude, for sure.
I think that was one of the Parappa the Rappa lines.
Give your dog a bone?
Yeah.
Her?
He was a dog.
Okay.
The main character.
How about the vape? You vaping?
Every once in a while.
What do you mean every once in a while?
Once in a while, I'm vaping, dude.
Vaping and gaping and stroking is grape.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I said vaping and graping. I already messed it up.
Graping, my vaping.
What'd you do to your arm, dude?
Oh,
do you have cancer?
No, it's not cancer, dude.
That's good.
I went to the skate park.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He went to the skate park. Didn't invite me.
No way. Sweet, dude. I can't believe it.
Okay, so I was putting a load of laundry in.
Okay.
We said, I'm going to not invite CJ to the skate park.
And I thought about it thoroughly. I was like, no invitation for CJ. No, I was,
should I invite CJ?
Definitely no.
And then he actually drove to the skate park and he's like in the parking lot. He's like, I hope CJ's not here.
Yeah, he was looking he's for me. He's like,
all right, dude, he's I was doing here. Laundry. We were cooped up at home all day, and it was just me and the little one. And then I saw my skateboard in the garage, and I was like, that would be fun. Because I've done it before when she was a little younger.
I remember that.
So, like, we went, and we skated around. And, like, on one of these, because we have, like, a route. I don't know if you've been to PV.
Mm-hmm.
All the rights. The right-hand side, you start off with a slope down, then it goes into a whoop-de-doo and another whoop-de-doo, and then you're able to, like, carve this bowl.
He's talking
like
to you or his daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. You run over a whoop-de-doo, and then you run over another one. And so then you're able to carve this bowl. And on one of those occasions, because I usually stand her up and hold her hands, and that's how we do the route. On one of those occasions, she's like, I want to sit down. So we sat down, and I don't have as much control of my board that way. So we did everything just fine, and then we carved it. And then when we came out of the berm, I guess you would call it, out of the half pipe thing it is, my board wanted to go one way, we went another. And so I fell like this forward and, you know, got that road rash thing, whatever it's called. And then she clipped her knee and fell forward.
Damn.
But I mean, I have a helmet on her, and the helmet works. Because nice. I saw the impact of, like, the helmet to the ground.
Yeah.
And then she goes, like, okay, kind of was, like, in shock. And I was like, hey, you're okay? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, cool, we're good, high five. And then we go up the hill, and we want to do it again. Like, it was dope to see that, like.
So you kept skateboarding, and she has CTE.
Yeah,
she had a concussion.
Yeah, she had a concussion. Towards the end, she was like rolling her eyes in the back of her head. Like
she slept like an angel on the drive home.
slightly lethargic.
She
hasn't
woken up yet. But she's just
12
sleeping
hours.
All.
That kid,
just like your dad, likes long naps.
She's still having a little siesta.
Yeah, no, it was dope though. It was dope to see like her reaction to it
because
I was like, I'm fine. I've fallen like this plenty of times. But, like, it was probably her first, like, actual
spill.
Well, that's not true. She's fallen off of the bar stools we have at our house.
Mm-hmm. Climbing up and just falling.
Yeah, getting drunk.
Getting drunk, yeah. She gets into my margarita.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Fun.
So that's what that's from.
All right. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I was so sore the next day, though. It's crazy.
From the cut or just from moving around?
Just from skating, dude. Yeah. You get fucking, that's a full, you forget how much of a full body workout that is. I honestly wanted Rachel to come, my wife, to pick her up because I wanted to like actually get into like the bowls and carve them and all that shit.
Heck yeah.
Sounds fun, huh, CJ?
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun. I love to skate. It's one of my favorite
back
things.
To the point was I saw the board in my garage.
Two people only.
But I like to do it with other people, so it's best when someone invites you.
Yeah,
true. I saw the board in my garage. It was a last minute thing. Didn't think of anybody.
Mm-mm. I know that's
even the worst part. That makes it hurt a little. That hurts a little worse.
Yeah,
he's like he's gonna show him that dumb sweatsuit.
Yeah, dude, just put a little like salt in the wounds, dude. Yeah, I don't want to be associated with that guy. Not the skate park. There's cool kids there, dude. Yeah.
True.
And you're trying to have sex with them.
Predators online.
Not true.
Good.
Misinformation. Sure? Trump 2024, dude.
I don't know. I believed it.
Well. that was my Saturday. Sunday, actually. It was fun.
That sounds fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome, huh?
Sorry, dude. Sometimes... Let's go next Sunday. Also, half the time when you get invited to something, you're like, I can't. I got to fucking do schoolwork, and I'm gay.
Doesn't sometimes getting an invite kind of feel good, time. Though, too? Just getting an invite.
Definitely.
Just being thought of.
It does feel good. It
does.
You just recently started sending out invites. So
what?
Stop.
I don't do anything.
Your baby shower. What else?
Dude? I didn't want to do that. Yeah, that's true. You didn't come to that, dude. You know what? Fuck you. I'm
Yeah, your baby shower was dope, dude.
It was an interesting gathering of white people.
Very wealthy white
people. Very wealthy white people. Yeah. That's the way we like it.
You smell the presents. Wealth.
You really do. It's plastic.
It is, isn't it?
No.
That would have been uncomfortable to be around.
But there's some good food.
There was some good food.
Made some good
and
sliders.
And your papa makes some good drinks.
Yeah, my dad makes some good drinks.
Heavy fucking handed drinks, dude. I had two margs and two beers and I was fucking buzzing out of there.
They go wild.
I had to leave early. I was upset about that.
Yeah, you were double fisting, dude. On your way out. I was sick.
Nick, you doing something weird with your right hand over there?
What am I doing?
Bradford Knights is asking you what the hell you're doing with
my right hand?
Yeah.
Or left hand?
I don't know. As he said right, but
Brad's high again.
Brad.
Quick and high.
I think he's just wishful thinking over there.
Yeah, he's fucking jerk.
I might have been jerking off, dude. As soon as he brought up the Instagram ladies, I was like,
Yeah.
Started having some flashbacks.
That algo, man.
Yeah, that algo will get you, dude.
For sure.
Set up by the deep state. Starting trying to break apart families.
Oh, yeah.
China.
It is. It's China, dude. 100% China.
What's going on with China right now, dude? All these protests?
What's going on?
It's crazy. It's so
anti-COVID protests, like mandatory lockdowns. They're like finally getting up in arms about it. Knocking down gates and shit, dude.
Mandatory lockdown, just you and me. Sorry. Continue.
That was it. That's all my knowledge on it.
The one I saw was crazy. It was a whole building burned down, and since they were locked inside their apartments.
They're dead. Supposedly that's what triggered it is that they were locked in, you know, they've China will weld the doors shut on apartment buildings to keep people from coming in and out if they are mandatory lockdown.
And we can't even get an election, right?
And
you're over here complaining about an election?
I know. They're welding the doors.
Jeez,
like a fire started and people couldn't get out. And so they burned alive.
How many people?
To death. I'm not sure.
And what flavor top ramen was on the stove?
Oriental, obviously.
I'm so sorry.
And so that supposedly kicked it off. But Melissa Chen did a thread as well saying that she believes part of it was because I think the World Cup is over there.
In Qatar.
There's some sporting event that was over there that the Chinese people got to see. That all these countries that aren't on lockdown are doing fine.
Oh, interesting. And
it clicked in their heads like, this is fucked up what we're going through over here. Why are we doing this? And so,
I never thought about that because they're not exposed to what, like, all their media is completely constricted.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't see outside of their own little bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa, that's crazy. I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
There's probably weird propaganda that shows like how terrible and scary it is everywhere else, you know?
Well, that's
China.
What are you gonna do, bud?
I know. That's wild. Yeah, so then they saw a sporting event. They're like, why are we still...
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute. The rest of the world isn't doing this?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I never thought about that.
Yeah, pretty wild. And
we think we're so like subjectable to what we're shown, which we are. That's not a lie. But like we also have the freedom to look elsewhere and grab sources from other places, not necessarily coming from a biased party, you know, like imagine that. That's fucking insane.
I mean, they're trying, like, they had it locked down for a few years. That's why, you know, the establishment is freaking out over Elon Musk buying Twitter all of a sudden. Like, before he bought it, it was a private company. They can do what they want. And now Elon Musk buys it. And it's like the government is literally like keeping an eye on it as the Biden administration said. It's like, keep an eye on what? I thought it was a private company that could do what they want. And now that somebody is literally just saying, I'm going to allow free speech on here.
Yeah.
That's a threat
to our democracy.
Yeah, like free speech.
Yeah, like, okay, cool.
What country is this?
Elon Musk, the new domestic terrorist, dude.
Yeah, free speech advocate, which is a domestic terrorism trigger.
Mm. Whoa, a little close there, Buck.
To what?
So yeah, kind of.
What do you
crazy.
Think the outcome of this is going to be? All these protests and people up in arms, dude.
I don't know. A lot of people are trying to call for us to intervene in China.
We should. That's what we should. We should install democracy in China. China. Boots on the ground. China.
Yeah, we haven't. China. We haven't. It's not as if we spent $40 billion on
the shithole Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh, those Nazi loving.
It's like Ukraine even worth $40 billion to this point. It's like
the country itself. I know.
Yeah. It is now.
It is. I guess you're right. Yeah, but yeah, it's insane how much money is going in there. While we're drowning and our economy is fucking just
Isn't it so funny how we went from like Trump's a Nazi, punch a Nazi, to funding Nazis $40 billion at a time in Ukraine?
I know.
Like CNN had a picture of some dude on a tank in Ukraine, like. You know, speaking to the crowd, they were celebrating some victory, and then he's Sieg Heil.
He just throws out the palm, dude.
And then there was some other chick who was being celebrated as like
a warrior or something like that.
Yeah, it was like Ukraine's Joan of Arc or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she turns out to be like a rabid neo-Nazi and like killed a cop or something. It's just like, okay, well,
that's
maybe
normal.
Nazis aren't so bad. I don't know.
I did not see that coming.
Ah, there we go.
There it is.
Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, just released their new symbol as well.
Huh? I thought it was a comedian.
I thought you were a comedian, dude.
I don't know. That one was,
it went made me laugh.
Over or under my head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit above. Yeah, it psyched you out, dude. It was a slider. Shoring.
What are you looking up, dude?
The symbol that I just mentioned.
Are you looking at some fucking hot girls, dude? Hell yeah, dude.
Don't do it to me, dude. Start jerking off right now.
It's interesting how you can search something on Google very specifically and it just doesn't come up anymore.
I always use DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo, dude.
Yeah.
Google's like a DuckDuckNo, dude.
Yeah, dude. Come on. What are you working for? China?
There's the new symbol. Of the World Economic Forum just back
Whoa,
there.
Dude, that's a swastika.
Oh, that's sick. That's flowers on it, though.
Yeah, that's wild.
Straight up a swastika.
That's crazy. That's well, crazy. It's the reverse, so it means peace.
Yeah, it means peace.
Yeah, that was the... I'm sorry, the...
It's everybody but the Jews!
New symbol for the APEC CEO summit in Thailand.
We are all about world economics.
Except for the Jews! The Jews need to die!
I didn't say it, folks. He did.
Sponsored by Kanye.
Damn, you've been listening to his new album, huh?
What is it?
No, it's just a tag.
Sorry, I was lobbing it up there for you. I was hoping you'd hit
have a name for it.
No, I had nothing. Right, fine. I had nothing, man.
Well, what else is happening, dude? What are you looking at right now?
I'm just trying to save that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well. Yeah, let's let him do producer his stuff. Let's talk about some real stuff.
All right, homie, what's real with you?
I don't know. What do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah,
I'm switching departments at my job.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's real.
What are you doing? Fucking lawn maintenance to fucking janitorial duties.
Yeah, buddy. I get a chain of keys now, Hans.
Where are you going? What's he doing,
dude? Seriously,
did his phone die? Damn,
dude, don't tell me that. How am I gonna go down to Instagram later?
We had a voyeur inside of our fucking YouTube.
That's
and
crazy.
You blew it.
And I blew the voyeur.
What department are you going to?
Going to the landscaping side. No more turf.
Oh wow.
Yeah, buddy.
Are you excited?
I am kind of excited. It's a pay raise and then it's less responsibilities.
Nice.
Yeah. So
it's a good trade-off.
Kind of nice, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with me. What else, dude? Went on date night for the first time in a while.
Whoa, where'd you meet her?
Him, actually.
Oh, side piece.
It was on Grindr.
Where did you go?
Dude, we went to Belly. Have you ever heard of it? Mm-mm. It's a little Thai place on 7th Ave and Camelback. But there was some construction being done down the road, so they were not serving cocktails.
She was
or
on her period.
Food, yeah, that's what it really was. Down the road, you know. No, so they weren't serving food or cocktails. So perfect. I mean, we just got to, yeah, right? Like, we just got to drink there. And, but, well, we looked up, like, where to go, and then we went to Clever Koi, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's romantic. Did you kiss?
Twice. Good. Surprisingly, actually.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Keeping the marriage alive.
Getting dude. In there. Keeping the sparks flying.
It's
dude.
Hard.
It definitely is.
Damn, Nick, you were playing with your ding dong.
Damn, what? Dude.
Yeah, Bradford.
Did he just send you the little clip?
Bradford screenshotted what he was,
damn,
what
dude.
He was jerking to. Check it out.
Let's check it out. Oh my God, Nick. You're fondling yourself on camera?
I'm playing with my shirt, dude.
You're just getting it out of the way so you can stroke it, dude. This is a 30-second video.
Look at that. Look at that little tease right there.
That looks sus,
dude. It does look sus.
I like that we have the instant replay on the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at that, dude.
Shout out, Brad. Thanks for that.
Oh, my little
you came. You came right there. You just like leaned over and you're like,
oh
my God. I like how it's like, it's almost like I'm fingering myself. It's not even really a stroke. It's like,
you know what you're doing? The frenulum. What's it called?
The taint tickler.
No, not the taint tickler, dude. The little fucking piece of skin that connects your dick head.
Yeah, it's the frenulum.
To your skin.
Oh, and you tickle underneath it?
Oh, daddy boy.
That's a good move.
I bet you it's extra sensitive for you, huh? Because it's all tucked away.
I'm hooded up.
You are?
I'm in the hood, homie.
Clan hood.
Hell yeah, dog.
Hell yeah, for sure, dog. Well, nothing like shooting shit with your eyes and playing with my dick.
Being able to do both is just,
I mean, this is
magic. This is a life.
A new apartment.
New apartment. Doing the damn thing, dude.
Let my dick fly.
What about you, dude? What's real with you?
Nothing.
Okay, CJ, what's real with you?
Oh, actually, okay. The Edison's playing Yucca Tap Room Thursday, December 1st.
Wait, what time are you going to be on?
Playing FoCal January 5th. No, Last Exit Live January 5th. FoCal January 13th.
December 1st or January 1st for the Yucca?
December.
All right.
Yeah, we've got like four shows coming up. It's fucking sick.
It's exciting, dude.
It is, dude. It's nice to be like... in the ether of it again.
Four shows and a baby. That's a sick
four up. Shows and a baby.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's good. It feels like it's been since the pandemic. It was like, everything was on pause.
Yeah.
Finding band members and just getting everything together. So it's been.
Do you guys have a steady bassist now?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
What,
is it that guy that played the last show or is somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
What,
I think so. What was the last show? Yeah. Gotta keep one Hispanic in the crew.
Well, it gives you.
I mean, or else we look like white supremacists.
Yeah.
And sound a lot like white supremacists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, people will know you're white supremacist.
No, we're not. See? The brown.
Look at this.
Dude, crazy. And you got a brown for the pod.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy, dude. You just blew my mind.
Token browns, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's not quite a black, but they're intolerable.
So needy.
Complete
jokes, obviously. We all know that.
It's not a fucking Snuggie, Bradford. I'm dressed like Chris Rock, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Eddie Murphy in Raw.
Chris Crack Rock.
Come on, dude. This is my Eddie Murphy Raw outfit. It's just made of cotton instead of leather. Dude.
He might actually change now after this. You were actually killing
his. He was going to wear that to tonight's open mic, but he's not anymore.
Last time when I played at JP's last, the comics were giving me shit, too, because I was wearing like...
Your ASU gear?
I was wearing like blue like shorts, cotton shorts, and you know, I was all blued out. And
oh, because we're
and
a blue
like,
state.
What are you in PJs? I'm just like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
I tried. He said, "What the fuck, dude? I tried. This is me trying."
Yeah,
it's that's crazy, dude.
It's a bummer.
You look like Rudolph's red nose, dude.
Those jokes may work with the kids you're dating, but.
Whoa, dude, I'm not dating any kids.
Yeah, he's Editors not dating online. Kids. He just messes around with them.
Seriously at all, that is?
You were obviously okay with us being pedophiles.
No, definitely wrong.
Yeah, that's not funny, CJ. Take that back.
I take it back.
Thank you.
Are we still on Anchor, or is Anchor, like, gotten rid of us?
No, we're on Anchor. We're blowing up on Anchor. I think we got, like, 10 views on the last one. Pretty good.
This is so funny, dude. This is so fun to do. Because you've been stressing out all week.
Mm-hmm.
You blow up yesterday.
Yeah.
But this is just such a relief.
It kind of makes me punching her in the face not as bad. being able to joke the next day.
You can joke about it?
I'm like, dude, I'm not fun.
Why is she wearing glasses all the time? Like oversized glasses all the time.
Yeah.
As, you know, the pregnancy progresses, the more black eyes she's going to have.
Yeah, the eyes swell up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a natural. That's what happens.
It's part of nesting.
We just tell people, it's part of the. Yeah.
Nest my fist in your eye socket.
It's crazy how quick it's coming.
Dude, February's right around the corner, dude.
What's wild is, I mean, I know you've talked about this a bunch of times, where it's like having a kid, you really realize how quick time moves. It's fucking scary.
Yeah, and the clock starts
scary,
at...
Scary, dude.
The clock starts at inception, dude.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Conception.
The inception. Because you want to imagine it's not real. I don't know if that made any sense, but yeah.
No, that's hurtful.
Sorry.
Just felt negative. Felt like you're negging me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you do realize you have a time. You have a fucking metronome.
Yeah. Always constantly clicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well.
How do you expect your life to change once there's a kid around?
Yeah, how do you expect your life to change once there's a kid around?
I mean, I feel like it's going to change a lot.
How so? Please explain.
Well, it's not going to be fun anymore. Going to be miserable.
Straight to the toilet.
No, I think obviously, I don't know. I just know. I think it's hard to see it, like, because it'll be a drastic change, I'd imagine. You know, you're taking care of a little one.
Dude, you told me last week, we talked about a comedian coming to town that we wanted to go see, but it's like going to be soon after.
Oh, it was like 2 months after. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know what the protocol is and how soon we can go out afterwards. Right, and I was like, I think I gave you like one solid piece of advice would be like, just don't forget who you are, dude. Just because you had a baby.
Right.
Like, obviously, yes, your priorities definitely change drastically.
Tell you one thing, Nick's going to change. Diapers.
Oh,
no.
It's a woman's job.
That's gross.
Shout out Bradford. Ethan threw that one in the chat there.
Coming from Brad, it was funny, but coming from... No, I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just kidding, dude.
Coming from Little Red Riding Hood over there.
Yeah, where's your grandma? No, dude, just don't forget who you are and, like, the things that you do.
No, yeah, for sure. I think...
And it's hard because a lot of people do, and that's when, like, that negative downward spiral postpartum...
No, that would be bad for me.
You know?
That'd
like,
be bad for me for sure.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a busy body in some ways. I know, obviously, some things... But with me, I think it's just routine and like just know having things scheduled out, knowing when we have the free time to do things or for like not like I know we've had multiple conversations, like not wanting to obviously lose like music and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, you just got to kind of shift around priorities. I do know letting that side of myself fall by. I mean, I would be a miserable. I just would be unpleasant to be around.
Yeah.
But also I know there's like obviously a trade off too, where sometimes you have to buckle down and do things that maybe you don't.
Obviously.
You know what I mean?
That's sacrifice, dude.
Exactly. Which I also think a lot of those things, once you're like holding her, see her, interact, like that, obviously a lot of that changes too.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Your priorities in a way are just.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think I talked about it on the spot. It's like it took me a while before.
You can go borrow my shirts. It's all right.
It took a while for me to actually like appreciate that after Ray had her, because like I was so caught up in like I was so hyper focused on like maintaining this living person alive, you know, that like I didn't get those instant like love feels like, oh, once you see your kid, you know,
right everybody's saying that
there's a love that you've never felt before. Yeah, I get that, and I did. But I did feel that, but it was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks after because I was so
it was
hyper
for somebody else's kid.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's crazy.
But CJ's such a narc, I couldn't bring him.
Bradford said, "Stop roasting me. I'm burnt out enough."
True. Okay, he's red enough. Yeah.
Now you kind of look like a Teletubby.
I better take this off Pedro. Tinky. I'll start hitting on me.
Tinky Winky over here, dude.
You're obviously okay with us being pedophiles.
No, that's wrong. I've always said that.
I'm excited, though. It's obviously a big change, but it's definitely exciting.
At the baby shower, you seem like a little nervy-wervy, but that could have been just like the baby shower.
No, just yeah, that was just a meet. Like, our parents had never met.
Oh, your parent, your and hers?
Yeah, have never met. She had, like, obviously had friends coming, which was weird to, like, have them come to my house.
Yeah.
Then also, parents house, my parents also, like, invited, like, their friends, and I was like, why are these people coming to my parents? Yeah. So it's like, it was just a weird, like, combination of worlds that I was like, why... I don't want to do this.
Yeah, Pop's invited good old fucking John that he plays golf with every
Monday. Exactly. So it was just kind of a...
Tell your Pops that he needs to take me out to that course, dude.
Yeah.
You will. Need to get clubs.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good, does it?
Oh,
it doesn't
you want to be invited to play golf all of a sudden.
He's like, it hurts.
Look, I played that course about 5 or 6 times before it went private. So, but it's a really nice course.
Well, have you played it? I've driven around it a couple times.
Yeah, no, I played
it. A couple brewskis, hit the golf cart, just drive around. Sheesh. It's pretty fun.
Hell yeah, dude.
I love playing golf.
It's fun.
It really is fun.
Hitting the skate park
after. You should try it out sometime. No, I didn't play golf this week at all, but I did go to the skate park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You did not.
You've been busy, dude. You're working on finals. You got to do a 10-minute documentary, dude. What's like...
Yeah.
You have no time. You're unreachable.
That's not true.
You like that movie.
You're shopping at fabric stores.
Pedro's excuse. Buying new PJs to wear in public.
Yeah, dude. Somebody with time would not wear what you're wearing. Dude.
I like how your excuse was, oh, it was just a random thing. As if that, like, as if I wouldn't enjoy, like, a random break from all the shit that I do. And... as if I have obligations that are time dependent. Like, I'm the least time dependent person probably that you know.
You're right, dude. It's fucked up. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. I don't accept your apology.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
I did what I could do.
You need to make it up to him.
I did what I could do, dude. And he needs to work his own problems on his own. If he can't accept my apology, it's not up to me.
Apologies are things that you do, not things that you say.
Whoa.
Well, what I did was say it. So fuck off, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Straight to the toilet.
Well, everybody.
On that note.
It's been a real fun one.
It has been real fun, dude.
Yeah.
And I look forward to the many episodes in this quadrant.
Remember when you thought I wasn't going to continue podcasting because I was having a kid?
I do, yeah.
Now we think that about you.
You probably should.
Yeah, no, we definitely.
Yeah, you should. Yeah,
it's not. Like, hey, Nick, can we borrow the Roadcaster this Tuesday?
No, we gotta keep this shit alive, dude.
Hell yeah, doggy.
Studio 4.0.
Wow, it feels good in here.
I think this is 100 episodes with you too, right? 126, I think you came on
time. So it must be.
So this has been a fun way to like say thanks and welcome and 100 episodes for CJ. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Just making fun of me, not inviting me to things, and
fucking dressing like a used tampon, dude.
Like fucking Chai's dick.
Jesus Christ. The Red Rocket, they call him.
Catch me online at CJ Talks Funny. You won't find me here much longer.
Yeah. Maybe 100 episodes was his cap, dude.
Yeah. Catch me out and about.
We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for joining along. This is a short one, but a good one. Amor.
E-pause.
Editors online.